On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we will be visiting a place, Old South Church in Newburyport, Massachusetts. This church was founded as a result of the Great Awakening. And curiously enough, it was founded because a congregation needed a pastor and a pastor needed a congregation. And both as a consequence of the preaching of George Whitefield. Well, the pastor who was in need of a congregation was a man by the name of Jonathan Parsons. He had been a minister himself, and he went to one of Whitefield's sermons, and he heard Whitefield preach the gospel and Whitefield's emphasis on the new birth, and Jonathan Parsons was converted. He himself, a minister, was in need of conversion, and it was through Whitefield's preaching that he came to Christ. Well, he goes back to his church. He begins preaching the necessity of the new birth to his congregation. He preaches the gospel, and they shut him out. They don't want to hear it, and they don't want this preacher in their midst, and so they kick him out of the church. Well, meanwhile, back in Newburyport, Massachusetts, there was a group from First Parish Church, and there was a group from Third Parish Church, and these different groups had also heard Whitefield preach, and they had also come to Christ, and when they went back to their churches, they weren't so welcome either. And Whitefield had heard about these folks in Newburyport, and he, of course, knew about the story of Jonathan Parsons, and he was acting as a matchmaker. And so he brought a congregation that needed a pastor together with a pastor that needed a congregation. Well, as you can imagine, Whitefield remained friends both with Parsons and with the church there at Newburyport. They took the name Old South Church because they wanted to remember when they first heard Whitefield. And many of those folks who were part of that church first heard Whitefield at Old South Church in Boston. And so this wonderful relationship between Whitefield and the Old South Church. He was invited there to preach in September of 1770. He showed up on a Saturday. It was September 29, 1770. He was supposed to preach the next morning. But as often the case with Whitefield, when he showed up in a house and the word spread around the town that he was there, the people would come and they would almost, as it were, demand a sermon from Whitefield. And so this crowd is gathered. They come to Jonathan Parsons' house where Whitefield is staying. They knock on the door. They request Whitefield to come and preach a sermon, and he graciously obliges. He stands on the stairwell in Parsons' home. They throw open the front door. The crowd fills the home, spills out onto the porch, onto the brick street, standing around the house, listening in through the windows as Whitefield preached a sermon. Someone stood next to Whitefield and held a candle so that Whitefield could see as he opened his Bible and preached his sermon. And Whitefield preached as long as that candle burned, and when the candle got down to the end, Whitefield closed his sermon. The crowd expressed their thanks and dispersed and went home, and Whitefield turned around on the steps, and he ascended the steps, and he went to his room where he was to sleep that night. The intention was for Whitefield to preach the next morning, but he never woke up. Whitefield passed away that night. And he died on September 30th, 1770. His funeral was held on October 2nd, 1770, there in the church at Newburyport. 8,000 people came to this funeral. The church couldn't even hold 1,000. They were bursting the seams at the aisle, standing in the churchyard, spilling out into the streets, again, listening through open windows to try to catch a little bit of the funeral service. Whitefield had said on numerous occasions to that church that he had hoped that he would die preaching his last sermon there and that he would be buried in the churchyard. And sure enough, that's what happened. But apparently, Whitefield had also told this to other churches. And so in between his passing and his funeral, the word had spread around New England and around Massachusetts, and delegates from various churches started showing up. And they would tell their story of how Whitefield wanted to be buried in our church and were here to claim the body. Well, I guess possession is 9/10 of the law. So Newburyport was the church in which he died, and Newburyport is the church in which he is buried. So this son of England, who made 13 transatlantic trips and brought the Great Awakening both to Old England and to New England, died here in America and is buried in Old South Church in Newburyport, Massachusetts. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. We have a few seconds left together, and I want to use those to share with you a quote from the great devotional writer Oswald Chambers. He said, "There is one being who can satisfy the last aching abyss of the human heart, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ."